Last. It's dead. Green misty stuff still rises from its death wound. The wound still glows at its edges. Out there. Yes. Look at them. Two very devils they are, aren't they? Cloaked in their pink mists. They don't seem to be coming to devour the city, though, do they? What is that? The Shadowlanders out there are scattering like the foxes in the henhouse. Their cries are filled with pure terror. Amongst them something dark moves swiftly. Look. It pulled a man down there, didn't it? There is so little light now that the focus of battle has shifted. The old man is as black as the heart of the night itself. Think any mortal eye will notice him sneaking around among the dead? Where is he headed? Shadow Spinner's dead horse? Who would expect that? It's the act of a madman. The creeping darkness is moving toward the dead horse, too. See how its eyes flash red when the fires in the city flare up? Look at that fool. Running toward it instead of away. There goes Guts. Stupidity can be fatal. The little black man has vanished because he has stopped moving. There he is. He heard something. There he goes, trotting toward the dead stallion. He wants his spear back. And maybe that does make some crazy sense. He worked hard making it. He has stopped again, eye huge as he sniffs the night and catches an almost forgotten odor. At the same moment, the deadly darkness catches wind of him. A pantherine roar of triumph stills hearts all across the plain. The darkness begins moving faster and faster. The little black man grabs his spear and runs for the wall. Will he make it? Can two stubby ancient legs carry him there fast enough to escape the death racing toward him? The thing is huge, and it is filled with joy. The little man reaches the rope, but he is still 80 feet down from safety, and he is holed and winded. He whirls. His timing is perfect. The head of a spear reaches out just as the monster leaps. The beast twists in the air, evading the killing thrust, but taking a cruel wound from its snout back through its left ear. It howls. Green mist boils off its red glowing wound. The beast loses all interest in the old man, who begins his long climb to the ramparts. That bizarrely carved spear is slung across his back now, held there by a mundane length of cotton string. No one notices. No one cares. The fighting has gone elsewhere. Chapter 39. The Southerners seem to have just closed their eyes and shoved their heads into a beehive, don't they? What? Why so reluctant? Come see, this is amusing. Everywhere you look, the Southerners are falling back.